It's Wednesday, March 6, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Learn traditional and green skills in Prairie Farm on Saturday. The governor promotes apprentice firefighter programs. Amid reports of prison deaths, the state's corrections secretary retires, and Dove Healthcare expands, having merged with five senior care centers. Good morning. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A day of educational skills will be held Saturday in Prairie Farm. Abergonski with details.
The Hay River Transition Initiative invites all ages to the 14th Traditional and Green Skills event this Saturday from 8 until 4 at Prairie Farm School. A full day of learning from local experts and working together with the community to get to know your neighbors. Attendees will choose four workshops. Nancy Frank, Hay River Transition Initiative, explains.
We have over 25 different class topics that people can choose from. Traditional skills could be anything from making butter from fresh milk to building a cordwood, building, making birdhouses. It's the skills of the people in our local community, and they step up and say, I like this. I'm going to teach this to people. Green skills are looking more towards the environmental benefits.
Registration begins at 8 o'clock, $12 for adults, $30 for families up to 5 members, and under age 12 are $7. The day includes lunch. For more information and a complete listing of workshops, go online, hayriverti.org. I'm Abergonski.
Governor Tony Evers was in Wausau on Tuesday to listen to a proposed firefighter EMT apprenticeship program from the Wausau Fire Department. Evers says such programs are becoming necessary as career firefighters retire.
This program really has an opportunity to really lift up the profession of firefighting, but also, make sure that we find the people to serve.
Evers said that although Wausau's program remains in the planning stages, he thinks it could serve as a model for other departments looking to recruit and retain talent. Wisconsin's Corrections Secretary will retire this week. Governor Tony Evers announced last week that Kevin Carr will leave his position overseeing the state's corrections system on Friday. Carr was one of Evers' first cabinet appointees. He led the Department of Corrections through the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. More recently, there have been four deaths of persons in the care of the Department of Corrections at Waupun Correctional Institution, as well as staffing shortages and lockdowns at Waupun and Green Bay, the two oldest prisons in the system. The Department of Corrections is facing multiple lawsuits over conditions at those prisons. Carr's 40-year career began with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Prior to leading corrections, he was a U.S. Marshal for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Dove Healthcare is expanding, having merged with five new locations across Wisconsin, having merged with Divine Nursing Homes and Assisted Living Centers in Fenimore, Lodi, St. Croix Falls, and Superior. They joined Dove's current locations in Barron, Bloomer, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Osseo, and Rice Lake. Dove Healthcare operates rehabilitation, post-acute care, nursing home, and assisted living facilities. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.